Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. You know the Bible is right because Pastor says it every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. You hear him say the same thing. Glory to God. The Bible is right. Amen. We don't have to argue around the Thanksgiving table. We don't have to argue. The Bible is right. Amen. All we got to do is look it up, glory to God, and see what God says about a thing. And then we'll know what's right. We'll know what's wrong. When did man go wrong? When God told him not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, or another interpretation of that is the tree of right and wrong. When you eat of that fruit, what's right and wrong, and you start thinking you know what's right and wrong, oh, boy, you got a real headache on your hands. You got a real headache on your hands. Amen? Glory to God. From that time on, man began to argue what's right and what's wrong, and it's built hell ever since. Glory to God. Well, beloved, we're in Proverbs 17:22. Proverbs 17:22, and in the King James Version, Proverbs 17:22 says this: a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Now, I like this in the Positive Thinking Bible. Listen to Proverbs 17:22 from the Positive Thinking Bible. If you are cheerful, you feel good. If you are sad, you hurt all over. Now, that's the truth. Amen. Have you ever been sad and hurting all over? Glory to God. But on the converse of that, have you ever received some good news or opened up a letter and there was a big check in there or something to make you jump and shout? You weren't hurting all over. When you were jumping and shouting, you feel real good. Amen. And then when we read 17:22 from the Jewish Tanakh, it says, a joyful heart makes for good health. A joyful heart makes for good health. Despondency dries up the bones. Glory to God. In the King James Version, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Glory to God. Glory to God. So a merry heart doeth good. Amen. Now, I do want to read. I got out a commentary because I wanted to see what it would say about this. Glory to God. And this is what Believer's Commentary says. Here again, we learn that a person's mental outlook has a lot to do with recovery from sickness or accident. This says your mental outlook or a cheerful disposition is a powerful aid to healing. Amen? Glory to God. I'm sure if we talk to a doctor and they would tell us that when a person has a cheerful outlook about it, glory to God, about their condition, that they might heal faster. I got to talk to a doctor friend that I know and ask her about that. But this says, but a person who is despondent, it takes longer for them to heal up. Glory to God. I just believe that. I would just believe that. Amen. It also says that the Greek Aristotle, you know who he was, a Greek philosopher, a great considered a great Greek philosopher. He said more than 2,000 years ago, it is a bodily exercise precious to health. Laughter is a bodily, a merry heart is a bodily, is a bodily exercise precious to health. Amen. Glory to God. When you have a merry heart, it's precious to your health. And then it's here it says a broken spirit dries the bones. Now I don't know who Blake Clark is, but this commentary says Blake Clark says emotions can make you ill. Now I know that to be so. You get real depressed and keep on thinking about negative things. Pretty soon, your body starts feeling weak, weaker and weaker. He says emotions can make you ill. They can make your hair fall out by the hands full. Now, this is true. I have someone that I know, and I know this person. And they got to going into real deep worry. Real deep worry. And I went to visit them one time. And when I came to the door and saw them, I hadn't seen them in about maybe a year. But they had been worrying and worrying and worrying and worrying and worrying and worrying. And I tell you the truth, I didn't recognize the person. Their hair had turned white from worry, from worrying about their bills, worrying about this, worrying about that. And when I saw this person with white hair, I started to ask them, could you please tell me where so-and-so is? But then when I got up on them real close, I recognized that they were the very person that I was just about to ask about. Where were they at? And they were standing right in front of me. Worry had made their face gaunt and drawn. Worry had turned their hair from black to white. Their hair was white. I did not recognize this person, and it was all because of worry. This says emotions can make you ill. They can make your hair fall out by the handful. Bring on splitting headaches. That's true. You get to worrying real good. You get in an emotional tizzy. The older you get, you know, when I was a very young man, I could get rage and anger. It wouldn't bother me at all. But after you get, I'd say about maybe 55 years old, 60 years old, you get angry then. You can feel it all through your body. You can feel it in your body. And one time I got a little upset about something, I literally had to go lay down. As you get older, your body can't handle a lot of emotion. You just can't do it anymore. And kids don't understand that. They do not understand that. They do not understand that after a certain age, mom and daddy can't take care of kids no more. They think that mom and daddy don't want to take care of kids no more. They don't understand that emotionally they can't take care of kids anymore. The things that their body could take when they were young, their body could manage anything. But you ask anybody over 60 years old, and they'll tell you. You know, I live with a foster family, the Cherries, and we were foster kids. But the day came when they got in their 80s. The day came when they had to give us up. And we thought they were giving us up because they didn't love us anymore. But that wasn't the truth. They were giving us up because I tell you, what young people don't understand. They think because mom and daddy always took care of them that mom and daddy can continue to take care of them even when they're grown. But they don't understand that one of the reasons why mom and daddy don't want to take care of them, one of the reasons is that emotionally you can't handle that emotional stress any longer. Well, what's the emotional stress? They're grown. They can take it. But just worrying about the person. If they're with you, you have to worry. Did they get home okay? Did they get something to eat? Do they need money? Do they need this? Do they need that? All that emotional stress that they took care of so wonderfully when they were young, they were very attentive. They could take care of the kids. It wouldn't bother them at all. But at 60, they can't handle that emotional load anymore. And the kids are baffled because they can't figure it out. What's wrong with mom and daddy? They've taken care of me so wonderfully all my life. Why can't they just continue to take care of me? They don't understand it until they get in their 60s and 70s. And then all of a sudden they understand. Emotionally, they couldn't carry the load anymore. But kids don't understand that. They want you to act like when you were in your 30s, taking care of them when they were in, when they were babies and in their 10s and 10-year-old and 15, 12-year-old. Amen? Particularly good parents. Good parents that really looked out for the child, did everything for the child. The child wants that to continue into grown life. I come back from school. I come back from wherever I've been. Mom and daddy take care of me like when I was a little child. They cannot do it anymore. But the child does not get that. They don't understand that at all. They think they're being rejected. They think that mom and daddy don't care. And because they don't have the problem, they don't understand the problem. And then when mom and daddy tell them or gives them the hint, you know, you need to leave, they're put out because they think mom and dad is just putting them out, amen, not understanding that mom and daddy has done all they can. They carried them for as long as they can, and after a certain amount of time, they can't carry them anymore. It's everything they can do to carry themselves because they're beset by a brand new set of problems. Old age, when things start breaking down, when things don't work the way they used to work. When they were 20 years old, everything worked perfectly. The teeth worked good. The eyesight worked good. The stomachs worked good. The muscles worked good. Everything worked good. Their brain, they never forgot anything. Oh, they could take care of 20 kids. But when you hit 55, 60, 65, you can no longer take care of any kids. And it ain't that you don't love your children. Emotionally, you can't carry them anymore. But it's a very difficult thing to try to explain that to a child who they view you as mom and daddy. Just take up where you left off before. Take care of me. Take care of everything. They don't get it. They just don't get it. But they will get it someday. But this says emotions can make you ill. They can make your hair fall out by the handful. They can bring on splitting headaches, clogged nasal passages, make eyes and nose water with asthma and allergies, tighten the throat with laryngitis, make skin break out in rashes, and even cause the teeth to drop out. Strong emotional states can even cause the teeth to drop out. Emotions can plague one's inside with ulcers. It can cause wives to miscarriage, make husbands impotent. If you have strong emotional things going on in your life, a lot of stress, it can make the man impotent and much more. And then it ends the paragraph by saying, emotions can kill. Emotions can kill. Amen. And that's why in Proverbs 17:22 it says, but a merry heart can do good like a medicine. A merry heart. So what should we be striving to have? A merry heart. Amen. Hold on. I'll be right back after the break. Hold on.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we're talking about a merry heart, Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. So we find out the revelation there is that a merry heart doeth good. A merry heart doeth good. Glory to God. And when we look in more of the word, we see in Proverbs 15:13. Proverbs, the 15th chapter, the 13th verse says, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Amen. The Bible here says a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. Amen. Or a cheerful face. Glory to God. When someone has a merry heart, when someone deep down inside is glad, glad, glad about something, it shows on their face. Amen. But how many times have you looked at somebody and you knew something was wrong? Why? Because on their face, there was no merriment at all. There was sorrow. Why? Because deep down in their heart, they are experiencing sorrow. They're sorry about something. They're sorrowful about something. They're depressed about something. They're bothered about something. Amen. It shows on their face. Glory to God. And some people, I'll even tell them, don't you ever think about playing poker, because then all a person would have to do, they can read your face. Every emotional state that you have, it shows on your face. When you're happy, it shows on your face. If you're depressed, it shows on your face. Amen. Some people, you can read them like a book based on their face. Just look at their face, and their face will tell you exactly how they feel. Amen. But the Bible says a merry heart doeth good. A merry heart deep down does good to your soul, does good to your body. Amen. Glory to God. And then let's look at Proverbs 15:15. Proverbs 15:15 says, all the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. When a person is afflicted, glory to God. When a person is going through, it seems like all of those days are evil. Amen. No day is a good day because they're being afflicted. Glory to God. But the Bible says, but he that is of a merry heart, he hath a continual feast. Amen. He doesn't need somebody to come along and feed him and edify him. Glory to God. If a person is of a merry heart, he has a continual feast. He's enjoying life. He's enjoying the Lord. He has joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. And then we come to 17, that is Proverbs 17:22, where we are tonight, and it says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. If you, glory to God, just like a potent medicine is good to the body, a merry heart is good to the body. So what that means? That means, glory to God, that if your body is going through something, glory to God, do something that would cause it to cheer up. Amen. Two things I want to mention. I heard three things. I hope I can get through three things. One thing, a person in the natural. A gentleman was diagnosed with something that was supposed to be terminal. I don't know if it was cancer, but it was something terminal. And the doctor said he was sure to die. What he did was he went out and he got all the comedy videos that he could find. Like, you know, in the old days, old school, Abbott and Costello, anything that would make him laugh. And he got in a room and all he did was listen to those videos that make you laugh, and he laughed and he laughed and he laughed, and he said he laughed himself back into health. Now, I don't know if that's so, but that was his testimony, that he laughed and 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 he laughed himself right back into health. And the Bible here in Proverbs 17:22, it ain't too far away, because it says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. So a merry heart is good medicine. What does medicine do? Medicine helps the body to heal. And a merry heart, he couldn't have been too far off, because it lines up with what the word says. Another example of what I heard was Kenneth Hagin said that a lady had lost, they took her out of the mental institute and brought her to one of his camp meetings and sat her down front, and night after night, she heard the word of God. The word of God, glory to God, went down into her spirit. And after about three nights, that thing, whatever it was, broke, and she came back to normal. Amen. In her mind, she came back to normal. The word of God, praise and worship music, laughter, joy, went down into her spirit, and whatever that was that had her, it broke. Amen. And she was well. Now, those two I heard about, but this third one happened to me. So I know this happened. I know this happened. One day when I lived in Durham, North Carolina, one day I was sick. I had the flu or something. It was back then. I had the flu. So my wife went to work, bless her heart, and she made sure that I had everything I needed before she left. Do you have a box of tissues? Do you have orange juice? Do you have this, that, the other thing? Do you have your Bible on the bed with you? Are you okay? She kissed me on my cheek, the faithful, wonderful woman of God, and she went on to work. So I'm sitting there, and I propped myself up in the bed. This actually happened to me, saints. This actually, I know what happened to me. I can't testify that what other people said was the truth about them, but I can tell you the absolute truth what happened to me. So I got my back propped up against the bed. I'm sitting up in the bed, and I'm thinking, am I going to do this all day? I'm just going to sit here propped up in the bed and look at the wall and look at the ceiling. My wife is gone. I can't talk to her. So what am I going to do? I'm going to just sit here. I said, okay, rather than sit here, what I'll do is I'll start praising God. I love God. I'm going to start praising him. And I started praising God. Now, I'm telling you the truth. I'm a man of God that would not lie, and here I am speaking to you. I would not lie before God. I wouldn't do it before God. My back is up against the bed, the back of the, and I'm just sitting there, and I start praising God and praising God. And all of a sudden, bam, as the Lord is my witness, I was healed. I mean, I was healed. I had no more runny nose, no more symptoms of flu, no more achiness, no more. I'm telling you that I was just as normal as I am right now talking to you. I was normal as normal could be. So I got up out the bed because I said, well, I mean, if I'm healed, why should I sit in the bed all day? I'm healed. So I walked around the house and just did what I wanted to do. I forgot what I wanted to do after I got healed. But I'm telling you, a merry heart did good like a medicine, because I started praising God, and I got so wrapped up in praising him. I guess I forgot I was sick. Maybe I was supposed to remember I wasn't feeling good or something, but I had forgot all that because I was so busy enjoying God and praising God, and all of a sudden, bam, I was healed. Now, I'm telling you the truth. You say, well, I don't believe that. Okay, but I'm telling you the truth. One moment I was sick. The next moment, after praising God and praising him, because I was just praising him because he's so wonderful and he's worthy to be praised. Any praise you give him, he's more than worthy. Not only is he worthy, he's more than worthy of it. He does more for you than you realize. He does more for you than you realize. You're surrounded by invisible beings that would just delight in destroying you, but he doesn't allow it. He has his angels to watch over you day and night, 24 hours a day. If Mr. Biden thinks that he has a Secret Service protection, it's nothing like the protection you have. God got his angels watching over you. Glory to God to keep you in all your ways. God's eye is on you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Glory to God. The Spirit of God lives inside of you, and he's protecting you and keeping you. He's keeping you, glory to God. So anything, any amount of praise is always, even in our local assembly, no matter what we're doing, if someone breaks out in praise, you won't hear Pastor Williams say you're out of order or stop that, because I don't care what else is going on. If someone wants to praise God, we can hold up for just a few minutes and let them praise God. And then when the Holy Spirit quietens them down, we can continue on with what we were doing. Because God is so worthy. I mean, I can't even put it in words, the how good he is, how faithful he is. He causes you to take your next breath. Don't you understand that every single breath you take, it's by the grace and permission and love and faithfulness of God? If you didn't take your next breath, don't you understand that you're exactly one heartbeat away from heaven? You're one heartbeat away from heaven, one heartbeat from the other side. From the other side, you'll be on the other side. People down here will never see you again beyond the veil until they get up there and see you up there. Amen. You'll be gone. I'm looking at a picture of Irving Baxter right now, a wonderful man of God. Lived from July 1945 to November 2020. He was the director of End Time magazine and the program End Time. Wonderful man of God. And I would have never thought that it was Irving's time. But he went on. He was one heartbeat from heaven. And now he's in heaven. Amen. Glory to God. God is so faithful to us and so good to us and keeping us. Did you eat today? Who arranged that for you to have something to eat? Did you have something to drink today? Glory to God. God made that available. God made that available because he doesn't forget you. He knows that you need. He knows those things you have need of. And he makes sure that one way or another, you're provided with them. Amen. He's so faithful. He watches over you while you sleep. Do you know how many things would try to destroy you while you're asleep? Glory to God, but they can't get to you because of God's faithfulness. Glory to God. He's so good. If we talked about the goodness of God, we'd be here a while. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because he chose you. Glory to God. He chose you. You're a chosen generation, a peculiar people unto him. Amen. A treasure unto him. And he loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Don't care if the whole world don't love you. He loves you. He thinks you're somebody. But my wife don't think, well, that's her opinion. Yeah, but my husband says I'm not. That's his opinion. Glory to God. Glory to God. You're his son and you're his daughter in his eyes. You're something. You're so much something that the Bible says that you're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Now, you know how faithful Jesus was. You know the rewards Jesus was given. He was given a name that was above every name, glory to God, because he was so faithful and good. Well, you're a joint heir with him. How could you be a joint heir if God didn't think you was nothing? Amen? Glory to God. He loves you, glory to God. And he made it so that it would be possible for you to have a merry heart, because he knew that once you have that merry heart, it would do you good like a strong medicine. Amen. Glory to God. It would bring healing to you. It would bring healing. It would cause your face to smile, your countenance to break out in smiling. And deep down inside, you would have nothing but joy bells. Joy bells. I got those joy, 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 joy down in my heart. You know that song. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart today. Who put that joy down there? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost put that joy down there. The Holy Ghost put that laughter on you, the smile on your face. Amen. You know that song, He Has Made Me Glad? I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. A merry heart doeth good. Glory to God. God bless you. See you next week. I love you. The Bible is the answers. Bye-bye.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.